can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, talk about the time is now. This is Filippo Voltaggio on Life Changes with Filippo, and it's about time that we have a veteran on the show. You know, we might have had a veteran. I just don't know. We didn't announce him. They didn't let us know, but we might have. But this is a veteran through and through. He's not only a veteran, but a Marine. It's not exclusive, I know, but Marines are something special. You know, my father actually worked with a lot of Marines, and all of a sudden that just I was just reminded of that, and that felt good. So I'm glad our guest brought that into my consciousness. Actually, I'm going to be talking a little bit about my childhood at the beginning of the show here, and you'll see why it ties in really well with our guest. So he's a veteran, a Marine, and he is now a volunteer for the Veterans Administration Chaplain Services. In his quote-unquote spare time, he is an author and the founder of PeaceNow.co, a nonprofit organization enlisting ambassadors who will pledge that they want peace now and will act as examples of peace and love for their families, local communities, and the global community at large. Our guest is Scotty Brewer, and at the core of everything he does, his belief is that the world is abundant and that everyone is able to live peacefully. What a beautiful thing. And we'll be talking to Scotty Brewer when we get back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, this is Filippo, and a lot of people ask, when did you get the bug to do this, and when did you get the bug or the thought or whatever to do that? And, you know, I've been in musicals for years as a singer, actually as a singer and an actor, never a dancer, just can't do that for some reason. Watch, I'll be on Dancing with the Stars someday. probably the first one out. But anyway, and I remember that as a singer, I don't know, because my dad used to sing. I used to listen to music all the time and at home that my parents used to play. But musicals, I think it would have to be the first time I saw South Pacific on television, because I remember walking to school the next day. Now, mind you, this was on TV. There were no videotape recorders. And I remembered a few of the songs. I remembered Some Enchanted Evening. And I remembered Valley High, and I remembered Happy Talk, and I would walk to school singing those three songs. And years later in high school, I would come to play Lieutenant Cable, and the character Bloody Mary would sing to Lieutenant Cable a song called Happy Talk. Well, all these years have passed, and I had long since forgotten. And I just saw my mother about a couple weeks ago, and she had two videotapes, and one of them was of me doing a live taped live of my performance of Lieutenant Cable in South Pacific. And I said, you know what? Can I take this tape and turn it into a DVD? Someday I might want to watch it. Well, the day that tape arrived, from where I had sent it to get it fixed, I also received a book in the mail. And that book was The Best 10 Years of Your Life. And I remember walking as a boy singing the song Happy Talk and dreaming of someday being a singer and being able to do that musical. I grew up to do that musical. And Happy Talk was sung to me in the musical. I thought that was interesting enough that all these years later, Happy Talk found its way back into my house and my heart. Though I haven't watched the DVD yet, I've been thinking that I haven't dreamt enough lately, that I have achieved a lot of the things I wanted to do. And certainly there's so much more. However, I've stopped thinking about them and I've just been focused on the now, which is important. However, I believe thinking on the now and thinking on the later are both important at the same time. So I went from dreaming to just being, which I believe is good, but I think I needed to bring back dreaming. So I picked up the book that I received that was sitting next to the DVD of South Pacific, where the musical, where the song Happy Talk is in there. And as I opened the page, I turned to chapter 2 of the book, The Best 10 Years of Your Life. Now, if you haven't gotten yet, that's the book that our guest tonight wrote. And there, chapter 2, the title is Dream On, Then Plan to Make Your Dreams Come True. And there's a quote, and the quote is, if you don't have a dream, how you gonna make a dream come true? And then underneath, it lists the credit, Happy Talk from South Pacific. So, Scotty, you've already touched my heart. Former U.S. Marine, author, teacher, entrepreneur, Scotty Brewer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Filippo. I'm so happy to be here, and your introduction telling us about that was remarkable, but it's actually, it seems remarkable, but I experienced so much that I'm actually where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there, so it's a lot easier to just graciously take those nuggets of wonderfulness as they occur because they're supposed to.
Well, thank you for that reminder as well. So you know when they're happening, you're on a path.
Well, it's not only the good things, but, you know, if you get stuck in traffic, you know, instead of beating on the wheel, I think, well, you know, I'm supposed to be taking my time, even though I think I wanted to be up here at 8 o'clock, but there's a reason I'm supposed to get there at 8:15. You know, maybe there's a traffic accident ahead that I'm avoiding because, you know, and it's happened so many times in my life that... you know, I took a trip up to Kingston, New York. It was for a weekend of regression hypnosis with Brian Wise. And I went up there, and it was a wonderful weekend. But I didn't really have any great group encounter with hypnosis. But I met the couple that I was staying with at the bed and breakfast. Turned out to be a poet and a musician, and they actually ended up donating a song and poem that are on our website as a download now that you can go listen to. And so I thought I was going to Kingston, New York for the weekend retreat, but it was really where I could meet some wonderful new people in my life that wanted to contribute to my vision of peace.
You know, what a beautiful thing. What do you call that, Scotty? What is that called, thinking like that, that very thing you're saying?
I think it's just a matter of knowing that we are eternal beings in a human experience, and that whatever, you know, we have some control of where we want to go through our creation of our experiences, but a lot of that is also guided, that you are, if you're on a path and you're acting out of love and goodness for the creation of love and peace and goodness, then you may think you're taking a step to the left, but the universe will actually shift everything beneath your foot so that you land on the right where you're supposed to be.
Right where you're supposed to be. I like that. You land on the right where you're supposed to be. But very well put. And actually, Scotty, you're a very young 60-year-old man. However, when we come back, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about something that your book reminded me of, and that's the importance of elders and wisdom in our world, in our communities. And I'm feeling that you are that for your communities. And so when we come back, I'd like to expand on that if we can. We're talking to Scotty Brewer, and the book today we'll be talking about a little more later on is The Best 10 Years of Your Life. I love this because it's written the next, as we all might say, and the next is crossed out, and then it says the best 10 years of your life, but let's plan on 20. We'll be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
It sure is life changes, and my life is changing with every wonderful guest that we have and all the experiences I have as a life coach myself. And so I have great admiration for people who are able to help other people change lives. And our guest today, Scotty Brewer, has done and continues to do just that. As a matter of fact, he's probably here to do that. He's even the founder of PeaceNow.co, CO, a nonprofit organization. He's soliciting or enlisting up to 1 billion, not up to, why not, 1 billion and more, let's just say, global peace ambassadors who will pledge that they want peace now and will act as examples of peace and love for their families, local communities, and the global community at large. So this reminded me, Scotty, that growing up, there were elders. I grew up in a very Italian household. My parents were immigrants, and so we knew other immigrant families. And in the household were the elders, almost in every household. We had our grandmother, and our friends had their grandfather living with them. And so, these elders, some of them knew it and some of them didn't, had the responsibility of raising the children mainly while the parents worked. So it's interesting that as I watch them, they seem to be having happy lives because they were always with us, the children, and whether they were fighting or teaching us or telling us stories, there was always something interesting, I thought, in their life. When I grew up and infiltrated the American community, and I am an American and proud of that, yet I started to see that the elders were not treated the same way. They weren't in the homes. And also, the children didn't go to them for stories or for lessons. And those elders just kind of withered away and died. And so, Scotty, when I started reading your book, I remembered something that I used to say to some of these elders. There's got to be something that's worth living for. There's got to be, from one day to the next, something better and better. And this is what I read in your book. Like a fine wine, Scotty writes, I really am improving with age, dramatically improving. Since I began living life on my own terms, I've become far more valuable to myself and therefore to the rest of the world. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? And then he writes, then by the time you are old and gray and happy for every blessing, you will have no regrets because your life will have been well spent. Thank you, Scotty.
You're welcome. Yes, I agree with you so much that we are in a culture that is focused on demographics and youth, and we should celebrate every part of our lives. But we have wonderful teachers available all around us that have made the mistakes that the younger folks are getting ready to make if they don't have that kind of guidance. And there's so much that's available. And as we live now 70, 80, 90, and very vigorously, So I think that we really need to have a focus on that seniors being teachers to not only children, which is wonderful, especially within the family unit. I agree with you so much that contributes to the joy and that sparkle in the eye. that, but it also should be done that if you're 70 years old and know how to make a birdhouse, then you should contact the local school and set up something where you can come teach that after hours or in whatever way that can be done, because as they close down different instructions within schools because of budgets, that that one little niche of building a birdhouse may reach someone that has that kind of skill or would like to develop that and become something that would be passed by without that instruction. That there's so many ways that we can contribute, and there's so many teachers available. We just have to shift a little bit of our effort and our focus onto that respect that has been lost because of marketing and to the ego, really. It is about the money that's made from looking at, okay, if we make these genes extra tight, then there's too much of that instead of looking at the overall value of what every age brings. Youth has a wonderful exuberance, but without the guidance and maturity that comes from experience, then that can be very frustrating and waste a lot of years.
Ex-Marine teaches how to win at life. Scotty, what is winning for you?
Oh, I think that's service and coming up with big ideas and laying out a path to achieve them, even though I very much believe in living in the now. Whatever you have now, you thought of previously. So my book is about long-term planning and laying out something to the horizon and beyond. You know, it's comes with a 20-year calendar. And I just received in the mail 2 days ago the United States Patent Office, the best 10 years of my life. It was planned on 20 success calendar. This was, as far as I know, the first calendar that's ever been granted this type of recognition. Calendars and forms are generally not, you can't copyright them or trade protect them, but this was the first one. And the only importance of that is that it allows you to put into your mind where you want to be or where you want your family to be. When I first came up with the idea for a 20-year calendar, I was thinking about retirement. But then I had a six-year-old, and I said, oh, 10 years from now, my son's going to be 16, so maybe I can put up here driving, and, I better start thinking about college. You know, that's only going to, you know, you can actually you see things. You know, you can utilize different senses to bring awareness to where you are. And I'm very visual, and I hadn't thought in that type of long-term plan. But, you know, your action is in the now, but your thought process for creating where you want to be can extend much further out than we have ever imagined. And that it gives us some real power and some advantages. Most people plan their vacation more than they plan their lives.
So, oh, true.
Yeah.
So true. So I'm sorry, go on. I couldn't agree with you more. It's so true. I've never heard anybody else say that.
Oh, it's amazing. But, I mean, I love it. You know, it's that chair that you're sitting on was an idea in somebody's mind before it was a chair, you know. So extrapolating that is, you know, going to thinking about I want 1 billion people to sign a petition for peace.
Right.
That there are 7 billion people, 7.2 billion by 2025, there'll be 8 billion. So there's plenty of people out there. And my estimate, based on just gut feeling and talking to people, and is that majority of people want peace. So if there's 7 billion people in the world, 6.7 billion want peace, 6.8 billion, I don't know what it is, but it's the vast majority. So, and for the first time in history, we have 2.5 billion internet users.
Mm.
So, and we have the internet mature and growing all across the world. So why not have, you know, this came to me, why not set the goal right now that we'll go around government, which is, you know, I don't know why we talk that we're a peaceful nation, but then we keep giving arms to both sides in conflicts and actually arming the world. And it's not just us. There's other countries doing that as well. But it's, you know, we can't count on government solving problems. They've been, you know, having the peace accord for 40 years. But when I look at the distraught mothers and children in the refugee camps, those people want peace. So if we can get to go around government, go around religion, because that's half of the reason, I'm very spiritual, but you can't, you know, this religion's better than this one, that's half the reason we're fighting. So why don't we just touch hands through our keyboards and sign a petition? And when we get a billion signatures, and we'll give that to all 196 governments of the world and the United Nations, and more importantly, a billion people have never had spiritual alignment or a thought process in alignment before. And how? What kind of paradigm shift will that be? What kind of cosmic energy, you know, change, thought process, prayer, you know, divine intervention will that create? I don't know. All I know is that here I am, you know, saying, using, okay, am I using the calendar on this? I don't have a date. I don't know when it'll be. But I do know that if you have big dreams and then know that you can manifest whatever that you want because you are God in action and that there's nothing you can't do, set that as your intention. And then take the step now, but with that far vision that where you want to be. And that's the formula for success and how I try to serve.
You know, a lot of people say things and a lot of people say things. But when I'm listening to you saying this, there's more than saying. There's great intention. I feel it through the airwaves here. And just like you said, a billion people touching hands through the keyboard. What a beautiful thing to say. So may your intent continue to go far, touch and inspire many. And when we come back, I want to talk about the book on how to put some practicality into some of what you're actually saying that you've obviously used yourself and you're out there teaching. The book is The Best 10 Years of Your Life. And you can go to www.thebest10years.com, and 10 is 10 as in the number, thebest10years.com. We'll be right back with our guest, Scotty Brewer.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
BBS, you know you're right.
You know, people love to talk about dumb blondes. I don't find those jokes funny anymore because it is putting somebody down. I know so many blondes that are really intelligent. And so I love to have intelligent blondes on the show just to blow people away and to point it out. Here's a fine example of a Marine. Now, Marines are actually really smart. You have to be a Marine. But, you know, here's somebody in the armed forces, and I would never expect, now maybe this was my ignorance, but I would never expect him to write this kind of a book, but more so to say these kinds of things. And so thank you for correcting me and teaching me. Listen to this phrase. When I'm... a few days ago, this dawned on me, Scotty says. I am amazed at how my path is put before me, often just as my foot is about to strike it, when I am holding the high intention to be my most joyous, loving self. Scotty, where does that come from?
Well, that comes from just having it... occur time and time again that I was on a plane and I was flying from Los Angeles to Hawaii, and a few minutes as we were taxiing, one of those deadheading pilots, they moved the person that was next to me and they set this pilot down. And so we went a few miles and this was a female pilot, and she was reading a book of quotes, and she read it for a while and then set it down. And so I asked her if I could look at it because I've always loved positive, uplifting things, and you never know what you'll come across in a book. So that I looked at it, and then we were talking, and then I was explaining as I was writing the book and working with the editor that they had asked me to come up with some more concrete steps for achieving goals. And I said, well, I can do that, but that's kind of not the way I do it. You know, I put it on the calendar, and, you know, if it said I wanted to be a helicopter pilot in 10 years, obviously I'd have to put over in my short-term goals or long-term goals, you know, midterm, to the left of the calendar that, okay, I need to go to helicopter school, or I need to save money to go to helicopter school. So I, you know, there's some things I do, but I don't lay things out step by step. I have a big vision. I put it up there, and then I just kind of, you know, let the spirit, the divine kind of lead me to where I need to be. But my editor was like, yeah, that's all right well for you, but you need to come up with a plan for the people that think I go from A to B and B to C. And I'm like, well, okay, I guess I could look on the internet and, you know, I'll find something and I'll reword it or, you know. Well, so I was somehow or another, I was telling the pilot that, probably because it was on my mind. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to come up with this. And she says, you know, when I was in college, I read a book, and it was called The Mental Millionaire. And I said, well, what was that about? She goes, well, it was, you know, I don't remember who it was by, but, you know, what it, you know, happened was that I would pay myself $5 if I got up early and brushed my teeth and got a shower. And I said, why would you pay yourself $5 of this Monopoly money for that? Well, that, you know, I wasn't hanging out late. I was getting up and getting my day going. I said, oh, okay, I get that. You know, and then say, well, then if I studied for a test, I'd give myself $500 of Monopoly money. And I'm like, oh, and if I got an A on the test, I'd give myself, you know, $5,000. And if I got a B, maybe $3,000. But, you know, and she would start paying herself for these different things. And at the end of the semester, if she got an A in the course, she'd pay herself $25,000. Well, at the end of 4 years, she had become a Monopoly millionaire, but she had used this process of setting little good habits and following them into a routine to get where she wanted to go. Well, that's in the book, and it came right from her, and it was because God or the divine or had put the whoever was sitting next to me and put them somewhere else and set this lady down so that when I said, boy, I've got a problem, I don't know how I'm going to have solved. So the path is, you know, if you're brave enough to take the step, that the path be put beneath your foot, that, you know, the universe wants you to succeed, but if you're, you know, set in your chair and never get up to move forward, then it can't help you. So I firmly and fervently believe that if you move with gratitude and grace for the goodness of what you're supposed to be, you know, accomplishing, that the universe will put that path right where it's supposed to be.
Well, That's a great story. And, you know, one of the things that I really like about the book, too, is that when you talk about goals, and let's get into the book right after this here. When you talk about goals, you know, especially earlier we were talking about elders and how some of the elders can't say, well, you know, I can't be a millionaire anymore, or I can't even drive a car anymore, and I'm not going to be able to lose weight, although you can certainly talk about that. You lost 120 pounds doing this, and we'll talk about that. But you set goals that I just love this. Learn to say I love you in 10 languages. Find a good home for a stray cat. Let's see. Learn to make eggs Benedict. You know, it just makes sense. Like, it's like learning to have a life or to continue. Volunteer 10 hours each week. And one of my personal favorites, eat some chocolate every day.
Yeah, it's like, I understand that the gifts that each one of us have been given are not equal. And so for some people in this life, I kind of think that they may be on a little respite. You know, maybe the last life they cured cancer, so this time they want to hang at the beach and not do a whole lot.
Mm.
But you can still do a whole lot not doing a whole lot.
Mm.
You know, I talk about trying to do a little good every day, and that, you know, doesn't have to be a whole lot. You know, sometimes it's giving somebody at the stoplight that dollar that you normally look away from. Sometimes it's just opening a door for someone or, you know, telling somebody they look good. And because I believe that if you look at someone, there's always something you can compliment them about, you know, the sparkle in the eye or the, you know, their intent of what they're trying to do. So the goals that we set don't have to be earth-shaking. I also talk about that what if you, and you can do this if you're in your 70s, and probably would have the most benefit if you'd been married to somebody 40 years in your 70, that you start listening to them when they talk to you. You know, you learn, oh, I've heard everything that person said for the last 30 years. So at the breakfast table, you hold the paper up in front of you, and if there's a conversation going on, you're saying, uh-huh, but you're not listening.
Mm.
What if you set a goal that for 30 days, I'm going to listen to my bride when she talks to me? I think it would change your world. You know, and if that world is the two of you, and then you say, okay, wow, what a wonderful place we are just by I'm listening to you for this 30 days, and now you're, you know, we're actually holding hands again when we watch TV. Well, then that's when you can say, let's go down to the LA Fitness and get in that water aerobics class, you know, and then let's teach that water aerobics class in a year from now. You know, we are living longer, so why not enjoy it to the fullest? And then you don't have to put on your calendar, I want to be a millionaire, although I think that we all should, if we're going to be generous and grateful and support charities, I think it's wonderful to have big, lofty financial goals. But we also need to remember my meaning of success, serving universally by contributing creatively to the evolution of the sacred in society. That is success.
Mm.
And that's in the book. And that's one of the reasons I volunteer at the VA on weekends, is that I try to contribute and help where I can. And it's the little things that add up to make big changes. It's like one person, it's like, if I won't vote in the election. It's the same thing I'm talking about when getting a billion people to sign a peace petition. One person can't, it's just one little step. But if we get a billion people from all 196 countries, we will have shifted what the world is thinking is possible. And when you do that, a whole new future opens up.
Well, Scotty, you have an actual plan, and that plan boils down to four simple steps. So I imagine that you've put these steps into practice to achieve many things in your life, and to achieve having 1 billion people sign this petition. So on the way to that, when we come back, let's talk about those four steps. Actually, I'd like to say them if I actually... I'm just going to say the first one, which, again, I wouldn't have expected. And the first one is love. We'll be back with our guest, Scotty Brewer, right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
According to Brian Tracy, the key to great success is long-term thinking, planning, and action. And this book shows you how to do all three. And he, of course, is talking about the best 10 years of your life, but let's plan on 20. Getting to the heart of planning the life you want, then achieving it. Scotty Brewer, and the website where you can get the book and get the calendar and learn more about our guest tonight is thebest10years.com, and that's thebest10years.com. Scotty, let's talk about love.
Wow, it's one of my favorite things to talk about, and it's the basis. You talk about the four steps toward achievement of a goal. It's love, believe, plan, and achieve. And love, I think, is the basis that sets you up for success. If you're planning something, a goal to get your children to college, it's based in love. If you're planning on doing a big anniversary thing for your mother and father on their 30th anniversary, you know, and you have to say, well, I can't do that on my own, but you get with the other siblings and, you know, hey, that's going to be 4 years from now, which normally we wouldn't think that far in advance, but you've got this 20-year calendar, so you can put anniversaries out there. You can say, you know, we got married in college, and then we were pregnant, and then we were, you know, we never got to go on that grand honeymoon, and we're going to be married 15 years 3 years from now. Let's go ahead and put up there that we're going to go to Paris and we can save $100 a month. So most goals are most achievable when they're based on love, that the universe lines up behind positive intention and just like a wind at your back. You're not going against anything. I even believe that setting, you know, I want to be a millionaire, or I want a dollar more per hour. You know, that can make a big difference over a year, you know, a little bit of change. But, you know, if you set that foundation in love, and then knowing that you are doing this for the betterment of yourself and your family and the universe and the people in the neighborhood and, you know, all that, you know, those kind of things that will uplift you, then you're going to be more able to believe that you're going to get there. And you have that calendar up there and you can see, you know, hey, if I'm losing weight, you know, I've lost 5 pounds this week and I can mark it up there, and you start getting that momentum and you believe more in yourself and you believe more in the universe and you keep learning about what you want to do and how you want to do it and how you can improve what you're doing, then that belief, it just builds and builds and builds. And then, you know, and you lay out that plan with that belief, you know, that unshakable just, you know, this, I'm not going to be stopped, that if I get knocked down, I'm going to be get back up. I remember that I heard a story from a sister-in-law that her family had become very wealthy, and it had been, well, you know, my great-grandfather had started seven businesses and went bankrupt six times. He learned something from each one of those things, but knew that, had that belief and that plan that I'm going to get there. And it's going back to, for me, this billion people, that it's an unreachable number, but I know that we're going to get there. And I've got, you know, it's this vision that it's already accomplished, that it's already manifested. All I get to do now is joyfully walk the path toward that, knowing that everyone that signs up, we're actually asking this to become a community. These peace ambassadors, you know, we're planning to get together, we're believing in each other, and it's out of love. So, you know, it's like three cornerstones that you can put together and put this platform upon, and then you will achieve it, because you've got all of these things in the momentum and the winds at your back, and you are not going to be stopped. You're acting out of love. It's a joyous journey. Your power is in the now, but your vision is toward the future. So love, believe, plan, and achieve. It's just a process of where you can build upon, and there's other things in the books that gives you more, you know, the concrete steps that, you know, you can utilize with that. But most importantly is that you are determined now through your life experience using the book. And you know, we have a place on our website called Heart Sparks, that as you achieve something and you are experiencing that success, then upload that story so that you can share it with other people, because we all get a little despondent or pushed back at some time. So how about getting your heart sparked by someone else's story? That, you know, that might be something that you can utilize to go ahead and, you know, not give up and continue on. And it's about mutual support. It's about love. And that's what I think that we are here to do, is to love and help one another.
Well, we only got to touch on love, and I'm sure I know there's so much more, actually, and there's so much more in the book. And, of course, there's Believe, and there's Plan and Achieve, and it's all in the book, The Best 10 Years of Your Life. Let's plan on more, and you can get it at thebest10years.com, and that's 10 as in the number 10, thebest10years.com. You know, Scotty, I think I'm safe in saying this. I hope I have interviewed enough people that no one would be able to ever figure out what I'm about to say, that, because I don't want to offend anybody, and I think everybody's story is useful. But I have interviewed at least one person who talked about getting wealthy and all that. And I, at the end of the interview, questioned whether this person knew anything about what this person was talking about. I've talked to some people about spirituality and wondered if they ever walked their talk. But talking to you and reading your bio here, being a self-made millionaire and having supposedly lost 120 pounds, and the fact that you are a veteran and that you volunteer at the for chaplain services, I feel like you are speaking truth, and it's a good feeling, and so I thank you for that. Unfortunately, even on this show, it doesn't happen all the time, and I feel like, oh no, I hope we didn't put out misinformation out there when we put certain shows out. But I trust, at least, well, we thought it was genuine from what we were able to discern. But from what I'm feeling, this feels this feels great. And I'm so glad we're putting this out there with you leading the way here.
Well, I hope that I'm just in the lead for a short time, because it's not about me. It's about us creating a better life and sharing responsibility and protecting our children and our earth and our future through love and good planning. You know, it's really planning is one way of, to me, of saying manifesting or you know, looking and believing that all this is going to occur. And it's a lot easier when we all just do a little bit more, each one of us. So I hope I don't have to lead very long, that there's somebody younger, stronger, and smarter, and better looking that we'll rally behind, and I'll be happy no matter where my place is, as long as I get to do a service and talk with wonderful people like you. And I love what you're doing here on your show, and I know that you're guided by goodness. Otherwise, you'd be doing something else, because you value this life and this time. And thank you, Filippo.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Scotty. This has truly been a pleasure and an honor. So thank you for having served our country, and now serving each of us that have come to know you and your work. And with that, that has been one of my favorite interviews so far with our guest, Scotty Brewer. I'm grateful to him and to all of you who encourage us to continue and are helping support us along. Thank you to Dorothy Donahue for bringing Scotty to us. And hi, I'm Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, as mine just did, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world. Now's the time. Now's the time.